this past game, we saw Rashad make a lot of guys miss and run over some guys. So I think we're going to definitely miss Darren. But I have a lot of trust in Jennings, and I know he'll get the job done.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. The Raiders rank third overall in the NFL in rushing yards per game, and a big component of that has been running back Rashad Jennings, who's coming off his first 100-yard game as a member of the Silver and Black, and he needs to continue to step up as Darren McFadden's been hurt. Rashad's such a valuable member on the field, but also a very important member of this organization off the field. This past offseason, the Raiders landed a hard-working running back in Rashad Jennings, a veteran focused on helping his team any way he can.
Back to Sundays, baby.
I lift with the offensive linemen. I run with the wide receivers. I study film with the quarterbacks. And I work on agility with running backs.
As a primary backup to Darren McFadden, the fifth-year pro has caught 19 passes while averaging close to 5 yards per carry.
Inside handoff to Jennings, pops free, 30, 25, 20. What a big moment that must be for Rashad Jennings, the former Jacksonville Jaguar.
I always pride myself on being a complete back, and that's catching out the backfield. That's protecting the quarterback. That's being able to protect the football.
When number 27 is not in the backfield, he's making big plays on special teams.
The Raiders block it on the goal line. It's in the end zone. It's picked up by Jeremy Stewart for a Raider touchdown.
A pregame, I get a chance to go out and watch the snap for snap. You get a chance to watch them, get a feel for their timing.
He's a guy that comes to work every day, wants to compete, wants to get better. He puts the team first. You know, he's made a lot of plays for us on special teams. When he's been called on to carry the ball, he's done a nice job there. Again, he had over 100 yards in the game the other day, and he's done a really good job in the passing game. You know, a lot of the check downs, being able to turn those into explosive gains. So he's a guy that really is, he's brought a lot to the table for us as a football team.
Inside handoff to Jennings, breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Raiders!
One of my favorite quotes is, when opportunity presents itself, it's too late to prepare for it. And, you know, that's something I took to heart. And playing in the NFL, it's, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. You never know when you're going to get called. And you have to always be ready.
Jennings was ready to embrace the Silver and Black once he became a citizen of Raider Nation.
Well, it's history in being a Raider. Whenever I think about a Raider, I always think about backyard football, gridiron, fourth and one running power type of team that's just going to smash my football, have crazy fans and loyal. And it's a fun atmosphere. And so I'm excited to be a part of that and carry that tradition on.
The way Rashad carries himself off the field is even more impressive. On his days off, he dedicates time to the local community.
Focus more so on your books, schoolwork, staying out of trouble, and you'll be able to tell a story just like I am, I promise you.
I'm just in a special position. And it's my duty to my family, carrying the name, and also in the community, to make a difference.
One, two, three.
If the only thing I'm remembered for was an NFL running back, then I'm a failure. And life is long. This is but a moment. And so I want to maximize as much as I can.
Rashad Jennings cares so much about his work off the field that he recently started the Rashad Jennings Foundation. And after football, he looks to continue to remain a mentor and also become a motivational speaker. You know, that's what's great about being around the Raiders within the community to see what they do off the field. It fires up Raider fans like Noah Pagan.
I was brought up on Raider games. My grandfather and my uncles were all season ticket holders back when they first started playing at Frank Yule Field. As a child, I would get brought to the games, and it's in my blood. The original season ticket holders, first 500. Doesn't get better than that. It's all about feeling the atmosphere when you're there. You're part of something. It's unity. Everyone's together celebrating, experiencing it together. You just can't jump and scream like that when you're at home in front of a TV. But when you're there, it's natural. Everyone. anytime there's a big play, whether it's just a first down, when it's third and long and we convert it to a first down, I'm jumping and screaming and doing the motion first. Raider Nation, that's what we do. I'm Noah, Section 147. I am a Raider season ticket holder.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
What I found most impressive was a wherewithal and a willingness to learn. It wasn't like a stubborn kid who say, I really want to play this way or want to play that way. He understands what his gifts are.